The Magic of Being Alive. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, with the Absolute Philosopher, The Magic of Being Alive. How many of us are going through life without being aware of the magic of being alive? How many of us are experiencing every moment of our life, every moment of our day, not realizing how wonderful it is to be alive? We look at our problems, we look at our aspirations, our inspirations, we look at our dreams, we look at other people's lives, we look at the world around us and how wonderful it is or how sad it is. We look at all these things and we say, what's the use? What's the use? Everything is in such a general disruption, disarray. How can we find any joy in living? Well, today let's consider some of the reasons that we have a joy in living. One of the first things that we have a joy in living is that if we were to completely, so to speak, turn off the world around us, just completely turn it off, be unaware of what's going on in the world around us, and just look at our own self, you say, well, that's not much better. Well, truly it is. But just imagine if you could completely turn off all that's in the world around you. Now, as you begin to go down the list, you realize how many things you are concerned with relative to the world around us rather than with yourself. Now, you're concerned with what's going on in the world, you turn that off. You're concerned with what's going on in your family, you turn that off. You're concerned with what's going on in the universe, you turn that off. You're concerned with the irrationality of humanity, you turn that off. You might have a pain in your body, you turn that off. You might have longings that you've always wished to fulfill, but you never fulfill them. You turn that off. You might have relationships that left you sad and unhappy, or that made you very, very, very happy. Turn it off. Both? Yeah. Turn off the relationships that made you happy, and turn off the relationships that made you unhappy. Well, I don't see the benefit of that, but okay. Turn off the good relationships and the bad relationships. All right, now, we go down the list for whatever you might have in your heart that you think is something that's limiting you in any way or making demands upon you in any way. And now, let's just stop at this empty plateau that we're on, this feeling of nobody in our world. Nobody cares for us, we care for nobody. There's just a complete void of everything. And as we look at the complete void of everything, we have nothing that is making requirements upon us, nothing that's making demands upon us, nothing that makes us feel good, bad, or indifferent. We just are. Okay, now, as we look at this attitude, what are we doing? We're looking at this attitude. Now, what are we thinking? Are we thinking that this is a wonderful world we live in, or are we thinking that this is a sad world? Well, there is nothing to be wonderful about and nothing to be sad about. It's just blank. And you say, well, Herb, you're taking me into territory I don't like to be in. I feel very lonely. I feel very empty. I feel very nothingness. Good, good, good. That's the way to feel. Okay, now, here you are, empty and nothingness, just completely void of all otherness in your world. Now, take a look at what's left. And what's left is you. What's left is your mind, your body, your spirit, That's all that's left. Now, is that so bad? That's theoretically what we all started out with, our mind, our body, and our spirit. And as we started out with our mind, our body, and our spirit, there was nothing there to tell us that we were good or bad. There was nothing there to tell us that anything that we did, anything that we thought, anything that we dreamed of, anything that we desired. You see, we did not desire human things because we didn't know about human things. We didn't desire human virtues because we didn't know about human virtues. We didn't desire a spiritually illumined being because we didn't know what a spiritually illumined being was, for in fact we just were a spiritually illumined being. So, now look at what we have. There is no otherness, there's no moralism, there's no right or wrong, they're just beingness. The magic of being alive. Now the magic of being alive has with it a nothingness. It's just a magic of being alive. Ooh, I feel so good, I feel so wonderful. About what? Oh, nothing. Well, there's no trees, no flowers, no birds, no bees. That's right, I don't even know what those things are. I feel so good. Well, what do you feel good about? I feel good about me being alive. I feel good about just having this body. And this body is so perfect and so beautiful. This body is so much fun. I just live in it. I just feel the breeze. I feel the sun. I feel anything that I want to feel. Or I don't feel anything. Maybe there's no breeze. Maybe there's no sun. Maybe I haven't created any of those things yet. And quite likely you haven't. Okay. So, why do you feel so alive? Well, I don't know. And that's the best answer. I don't know. And you don't need to know. This is inbuilt in the human psyche and the human spirit. This desire and delight in being alive, this delight in living, this delight in being that which you are, and you don't even know what you are. You don't even know who you are. You don't even know. You have no idea. Because, and there's no because either, but you don't even know you're alive, for there is nothing to compare yourself with. There is not another being in your universe. You don't even know Earth or non-Earth, because that's another lesson that comes later. But right now, all you know is being alive, and you feel so good. You suck on your toes, and you tickle your nose, and you're just happy because everything goes, and there are no's. There are no no's. There are no you cannot in your life, because all of your life, all of this being alive is yes. Yes, yes, yes. And not once in that yesness would you feel that you wanted to hurt your body. Not once in that yesness would you want to think thoughts that were naughty thoughts, because there's nothing to be naughty about. Not once would you think that there was anything unhappy in the world, because happiness is the only word that you know. You do not know words that are contrary to happiness, to life, to joy, to peace, to harmony. You don't know any words. There is no contrariness. There is no otherness. There is no definition. You see? The magic of being alive is being alive and being who you are. Now you see, we're born this way. We come into the world this way. We're naked. We're completely devoid of any clothing, completely devoid of any type of shelter, completely devoid of any type of attitudes that would limit us in any way. Everything unlimits us. We are just a sparkling, dynamic being. We are the ultimate of the ultimate. We are the allness of the allness. That's who I am. That's how I'm created. That's being alive. That's me being alive. Now, would that I could stay in this infant attitude and this just being born, this pure, childlike oneness, in this allness, awareness, in this knowing nothing other than my own pure divine self. Oh my. Being alive is so glorious. Now, how do we let go of the outer and remain true to the inner? How do we let go of the outer and live only in the inner of being alive? Well, we let go of the outer and remain true only to the inner and being alive by living the thoughts that first inhabited our mind, our body, our spirit, our being. And these thoughts were, oh, so happy to be alive. I don't even know what being alive means, but I'm happy to be alive. Oh, I'm so happy. I love the suck of my toe. I love to know this body of mine. It is a neat little body. I wonder what all I'm going to do with it. I don't even think what I'm going to do with it, because I don't know that I'm not doing everything that can be done with it right now. There's nothing in the future. There's nothing in the past. There's nothing in the present. There's only the now. Golly. Yes. And there is no other being, for I have not created another being in my universe. I have not created another being anywhere. I have only created me, being me, and having the greatest time of my life. Because there is no other time. All time is now. And so, I suck on my toe. I do all these things, and I'm very happy, very pleased. I'm not hungry. I'm not having to go potty. I'm not having to do anything. I just am. As time goes on, the world that I have created about me, and I haven't really realized I created it, wants to feed me, wants to clothe me, wants to potty train me, wants to tell me that there are bad things in this world, wants to tell me that there are good things in this world, more to the bad things. It wants to tell me all sorts of limitations. It wants to tell me that the world out there is not a very nice place. And when I'm born, they have these people speaking for the baby that is born. Hey, it's cold out here. I want to go back inside. It's nice inside. Well, hey, you don't feel that way. That's what people think you feel, but you don't feel that way. You're glad to be born. You're glad to be alive. You always were alive, but you're glad to live in this new environment. First, you were in the environment of a thought. And then, from the thought, you went into cells. And then, from cells, you went into a body. And then, from a body, you went into a baby being born in the womb, or being matured in the womb. And then, from that period, you popped out, and you were a baby living in the world. And you don't know what that world is. And you don't really care. You're just enjoying yourself tremendously. Now, if every thought that is put into the newborn's mind is a thought that it is a genius, it is beautiful, it is wonderful, it is fantastic, it is joyful, it is happy, it is glad to be alive, it is living the magic of being alive. Every thought it thinks it brings forth in its universe, and the thoughts that it thinks are good thoughts and beautiful thoughts and wonderful thoughts. The magic of being alive is so expansive without having any otherness in the world. And living in that expansiveness of being alive with no otherness in the world is quite exciting. Now, the absolute philosopher thinks about these things. He thinks about these things not because he'd like them to be so, but because that's just the way it is. The absolute philosopher has the ability to release everything and be his original, divine, pure, magic self that is just being alive. At any stage of the game, the absolute philosopher can be and is. Mentally, the absolute philosopher can be the sperm, it can be the eggs, it can be the early cells and how they develop, it can be the baby in the womb maturing, it can be the baby born and coming through the days, the hours, the months, the years of its growth. It can be any of these things, but it also can, in its consciousness, the absolute philosopher, can in its consciousness think of how it is in the original nowness of a baby being born without any limitations from the outside world. You might say it has to breathe and eat and so forth. Those are unimportant. But without any limitations from the outside world, the only thing it does is to be itself and have fun. To enjoy its own body, to enjoy its own thinking, to enjoy its own seeing, and to develop its eyes, and to develop its ears and nose, and to develop all the things that go to make up this body that it uses to live on this dimension. Oh, yes. It brought with it a perfectly clear slate, a beautiful, clean attitude of mind, a beautiful awareness of only good and very good. So, as this is the case, as this is what happened, then it carries that out through its lifetime. Yes, when you are an absolute philosopher, you can live in now so perfectly that there is no future and there is no past. You live in now, and everything you do is based upon that now, that magic of being alive, and your life loses all the traditions, all the other things that might limit it. They have no power, they have no existence, and they have no isness for you or me. The only thing that has any isness for you and me is the idea that I am divine, that I am glorious, that I am wonderful, that I am the allness now. As I dwell in this attitude, as I dwell as the absolute philosopher in this attitude, I find that there is nothing that needs to be improved, nothing that needs to be changed, nothing that needs to be rearranged in any way. I live in the absolute purity of my original birth, my original integrity, my original being, and that is who I am. My original being, my archetypal self. The more I can allow myself to dwell in that area, the more I can be aware of the magic of being alive, the more wonderful is my life. And all of a sudden, should there be a sudden to be all of, there is no problem in the world. There is no lack, limitation, or anything in the world. There is only the fulfillment of the divine reality that I am. That's it. That's what makes the world go round. At least that's what makes my world go round. Won't you join me? My world is very wonderful. Really a lot of fun. And the magic of being alive is ever present in my experiences, in my world, in my life, in my allness. For the magic of being alive is all that there is and all that there ever will be. Join me. You can, you know. Let go and let the divine be you, in you now, as it is in me. Oh, I love you so. I love you. I love you.